to God.
Yes, sir.
What a worthy God. Thank you, choir, leading in those selections this morning, leading in worship. Thank you all. Shared. We want to get into the Word of God today. We want to continue our series, so let's turn to James 3, chapter 3, beginning at verse 13. See, this is a very short series. We'll try to finish it out maybe next week. So I'm not going verse by verse like we used to go through a whole book. I'm just talking about wisdom a little bit.
All right.
Amen. Next week we'll talk about it from another book. So. We'll call it topical series when you're going through a topic. James chapter 3, beginning at verse 13. The end of the chapter. All right, yeah, thank you. Everybody got their lights. All right, reads, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom.
All right.
But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your heart, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace.
All right.
Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. We continue in our series we call When Wisdom Comes to Church. And this morning I want to entitle this series, Ask Sophia Where She Comes From. Ask Sophia where she comes from. Listen, Sophia is the Greek word for wisdom.
Okay.
So when Sophia comes to church, y'all, ask her where she comes from.
Yes, sir.
Because there are two Sophias that live around here.
Okay.
There's a Sophia that lives on Heaven Road. And there's a Sophia that lives on the corner of Earth Avenue and Hill Street.
Okay.
So, when she comes to church, when Sophia comes to church, Sophia, where did you come from? Because it's important to know where Sophia comes from.
Right.
It's important to know where wisdom comes from.
Yes, sir.
Because in these verses, James tells us that there are two kinds of wisdom.
Yes, sir.
He said there's a wisdom from above.
Right.
There's a wisdom from above.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's a wisdom that lives on Heaven Road.
Yes, yes.
But there is also a wisdom from below.
Yes, sir.
Lives on the corner of Earth Avenue.
In Hell Road.
So ask them. You always got to determine where she comes from. And she'll tell you. If you ask her.
Yes, sir.
If you ask her, she'll tell you which one is she.
Right.
Because it's dangerous to get your Sophia mixed up.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Now remember last week, we talked about James. This book comes from Jesus, James, who was Jesus' half-brother, also called James the Just. He was the pastor, the head pastor of the church in Jerusalem. The book of James was written between AD 45 and AD 50. The book of James was the first letter written. Remember the epistles, James, all the Pauline and John. Out of all the epistles, all the letters that were written to various churches, James was written before anything else was written. So you got to remember, the audience that gets James' letter don't have any other written letter.
Okay.
There's no more New Testament out when James wrote this letter. He wrote it to those Jews who, because of persecution, because of the trouble, because of the harsh treatment that believers were getting, had scattered themselves throughout the Roman Empire. And this is, I like the word that's used when he talks about those that scatter. In the Greek, it's kind of like you scatter a seed.
Okay.
And you know when you scatter seeds, things grow all over.
Yeah.
That's the way he is. That's the way it should be. When the church scatters, my brothers and sisters, when Bethsaida and all of you here that are visiting with us, when we scatter, when we leave the gathering and scatter, that means wherever we scatter to, in that place we grow and flourish.
Right, yes, right.
Yes, sir.
And bring God's glory to that place where we scatter.
Right.
Because if all the glory here is not going to do much good.
Right.
Not going to do much good. So we scatter. And then I'm glad the church scattered. And I just want to tell you, just in case, now, this is not even part of the sermon. But the Lord told me to go ahead and tell you this anyway.
Okay.
Amen. Just in case you need it.
Okay.
Just in case you get buried. Don't folks will try to bury you. Yeah, they'll try to. Just in case you get buried by people. You get buried by issues, problems. The good thing about when you're buried, the blessed, they'll always bloom.
That's right.
You need to know that. Now, you're going to be honest. You're going to have to struggle.
Yeah.
When you bury a seed, y'all hear me?
Yeah.
The seed got to struggle through the dirt to come up.
Yeah.
But the thing about when you bury something that's blessed, it never stays buried.
Yes, sir.
You may be down for a little while.
Yes, sir.
But the dangerous thing about burying the blessed, they'll blossom on you.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna work with
that.
I may have to work with that a little bit more on Easter, but I ain't gonna fool with that now. I just want to tell y'all that somebody might be in that now. You may feel like you're buried. But I want to tell you, it's all right to be buried for a little while.
Yes, sir.
Because when they bury you on Friday,
yes, sir.
You better know that Sunday morning is coming. Go ahead and do what you want to do, but I'm coming back.
Yes, sir.
I'm coming back up again. Now, so they spread throughout because of the struggle. They were spread throughout the kingdom. And James writes this letter to encourage them. That's why last week he started out, and we had this seminar about how to pass the test. Because they were in this period of trial, a period of testing.
Right.
And I told you, the way you pass a test is you ask questions.
Yes. Right.
James says you ask for wisdom from God.
Yes, sir.
You ask for wisdom from Sophia. Mm-hmm. But make sure it's the right one.
Yes.
From this is the one that lives up on the hill, up on heaven.
Yes, sir.
Not the one who live on the coast.
Right.
Oh, yeah, with you.
Right.
Ask her. And it says, God will give it to you liberally.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Ask God for wisdom. Yes. He ain't going to give you, you know, he's not like some people. You ask for, man, can I borrow a little bit? They try to give you the least amount. If they got $5, they'll try to give you, they'll give you just $5. Yeah. But when you get a generous person, you have, hey man, can I borrow $5? And if they got some more, they know you.
Yeah.
They know you're going through a rough period.
Yeah.
So she need more. Let's see what I got. They'll give you 20.
All right. That's real.
Y'all know what I'm talking
that's
about?
Real.
Don't get nobody $5, you know, they're going through a rough period. They don't want to ask too much, y'all.
Yeah.
So they're asking for a $5. But if you know they need it, come on up on that. God's going to bless you.
Amen.
Yeah, so go ahead and give them, you know what the person is going to do. Give them a little bit extra. And don't God give you a little bit extra?
Yeah.
I dare you try. You can't be God. See what he's saying? You can't be God giving.
Yes, sir.
But you got to live.
Yes, sir.
So God is like that in his generosity with wisdom. God, and he'll give you whatever situation, because you go through different kinds of trials. Some big, some small, some medium size.
Sure. Amen.
But whichever one you need wisdom for, he'll give you wisdom.
Yeah.
Rather than asking, like many times we do, why me, Lord?
Come on.
You need to ask, Lord, what am I supposed to learn from
this?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. Amen.
Yeah. What is this about? Help me, Lord, because I'm just going on, God. I'm just going on what your word says in James. James said your inspired word. I'm going through this. I really don't know what it's about, what to do, what to learn from it. So I need your help. And it says when you ask that with the properly, you got to properly ask. Don't ask with a sense of entitlement.
Right.
But ask in humility, like a child coming before a parent who knows that the parent loves them and is going to always give them the advice that they need most. It may not be what you want to hear, but it'll be what you need to hear.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You come to the parent and you ask, and you know he or her loves you, so they give you what you need. And that's where you're supposed to come to God. Now, don't come to God. That's the right way to come to him. You say, all right, God, I know you love me, so since I know you love me, I'm entrusting.
Yeah.
I have entrusted my life to you.
Yes.
That's what I did when I walked up the aisle. I wanted to join in church.
Amen.
I entrusted you with my entire life.
Yes.
I said, where you lead, I'll follow.
Yes.
I'll go with you all the way. No turning back.
Yes, sir.
I decided to follow you. So now, God, what you say, I will do. You can't come with a double mind now. He is not going after you. If you come and say, God, tell me, I'll see if I want to do it.
No.
All right.
Because that way most of us act. God, what you got in mind? What you got in mind? Let's see. You want... I'm not going to do that. If you come to God with that kind of way, hey, God, I'm not going to waste my time. You ask him, but you don't want to hear an answer. You don't want to hear what I got to say.
Right.
You just ask so you can choose.
Uh-uh.
I'm God.
Yeah.
You don't get to choose when I tell you to decide.
Wow.
I got the wisdom.
Yes.
You want to ask, and then you want to go. It's not going to work like that. Listen. Let me get share a couple of things before we get too deep into this. Because some of y'all don't realize wisdom. Let me remind you what wisdom is. Wisdom is how belief behaves.
Right. Amen.
It's when you believe something, it impacts your behavior.
Yeah.
If it stays at the belief stage, it's not wisdom. It only becomes wisdom when it impacts your behavior.
Yeah.
Wisdom is living God's way and God's word.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So, if you say you believe what you should, why do you behave like you shouldn't?
Okay.
If you say you believe what you should, I believe what I should believe. If you say everybody, I believe what I should. You've been telling everybody what you believe about God, what you believe about the Bible. You say, I believe what I should believe. They've been trying to tell you to believe something different. You say, oh no. I believe the Bible. You believe what you should. But if you believe what you should, why do you behave like you shouldn't? That's the question that the world is asking. That's the question they're asking on the job and in your home and in your neighborhood. He believes what he should, he told us. But if he believes what he should, why is he acting like he should? So wisdom is not just what you believe. It's how you behave. It's it's not something, wisdom is not something you get or you can determine by your SAT score, by your diploma, or your degree. Because you can have high SAT score and diploma and degrees and still don't know how to treat people.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
And that's wisdom. That when you got all that, you don't know how to treat somebody. What I'm trying to tell you is that's Sophia to live down on the cone.
Yeah.
That's not the one to live up on the hill.
Yes, sir.
That's the one to live down on the cone. You got the wrong kind of wisdom.
Yes.
Just because there's two kinds. One to come from heaven, the one to come from earth, and ultimately it may even be demonic.
Right. Amen.
You got to determine who you're going to listen to.
Right.
All right, now here it is, y'all. Here it is. This next statement is worth the whole sermon. If you don't get none of the other sermon, it is. Who you give your ear to,
okay.
You give your future to.
Okay. All right. All right.
If you don't get nothing there, at least you got it there.
All right.
Who you give your ear to, you give your future to. Let me give you an example. Eve gave her ear to the serpent. That's Sophia down on the cone. And the serpent said, hey, if you take it in fruit, you surely won't. Surely won't die. She gave her ear to the serpent, and Adam joined in, and you know what happened.
Yeah.
Paradise became a patch of weeds. Who you give your ear to, you give your
future.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Children of Israel. Sent out the 12 spies.
Come on. That's real.
They came back.
Yep.
10 saved.
Yes.
Can't do it. We was up in there, good land. I have to get God. That is wrong. Yes, wrong. Big old things, praise to God. But there's some folk that live there. They're giants. We can't do it. Moses, we can't. Ain't gonna be able to do it. And the rest of the people listen. Now, there were two more.
Yeah.
Them 10, they was in Sophia down on the corner.
Yes, sir.
But the other two,
yeah,
they was in the one that lived up on the hill.
Right. Yes, sir.
And they said God can do it.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. Future. The one that listened to the 10, Sophia down on the corner, they all died in the wilderness.
Right. Yeah.
The one that listened to Sophia up on the hill, after all the others that died out, they still lived and they were able to conquer and go in to all that God had promised them.
Right. Yes.
Who you give your ear to, you give your future to.
Yes, sir.
That's good.
Yes, sir.
Right.
One more. Rehoboam was Solomon's boy. And after Solomon died, he had to count some old guys around him. And he went to them for wisdom. And he asked, hey, and they had their wisdom from up on the hill. And, well, so they said, oh, man, take some of them taxes off the people, man. Make it a little bit easier on the people. Give them a little bit more freedom. Take some of that taxation off of them. So that was from up on the hill. Then he went to his boy who lived, hung out on the corner. They had been in Sophia on the corner. They said, don't let them tell you what to do. Put some more taxes on. Try to be strong. More taxes you get, the more money you have. And listen to a young boy at his age rather than listen to the old heads that knew what they were talking about. And he ended up dividing the kingdom.
Yeah, Lord have mercy.
Y'all hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who you give your ear to, you give your future to. So be sure. That's why I say be sure. When Sophia come to church, to ask where she come from.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to listen to the wrong wisdom.
Right.
Now, let me give you some examples here in Scripture. Right in between what we talked about the last time and what we're talking about this time, James gives us some examples. And one of them, in the first part, let me do it like this. He talks about doers and hearers. He said, don't just be hearers.
Yeah.
don't think because you hear what the scripture teaches. And you know what scripture, you can quote some verses. Quoting chapters.
Yeah. All right.
You've been coming to Bible study, Sunday school. Oh, I know my Bible.
Wow. Come on now.
James said, don't. Wait a minute now. It's not just knowing your Bible.
Right.
Don't just be hearers.
Yes, right.
But you got to do.
Right.
And he goes on later on and says, because faith without works
is dead.
And if it's dead, that means it can't do nothing for you.
Right.
When somebody is dead,
right.
They might have loved you while they was alive, but they can't do nothing for you. Now, they may have done something for you while they was alive. They might have left you a little insurance, fixed things up. But now that they're dead, they can't. So a dead faith don't have an impact. Don't have an impact in the community. People can't see God's glory in their life. Because there's a separation between what you believe and how you behave. And this is it. Leaders, y'all listen to me. All leaders need to be listening to me. He said, when folk come to church, you can't have favoritism.
All right.
Wait a minute. Yeah. I got to make sure y'all hear it. Let me get the mic. When folk come to church, you cannot have favoritism.
Amen.
Chapter 3. He said, chapter 2. He said, listen here. When folk come to church and they got money,
Come on.
Yeah. You can't say to the people that good time, you know, the good givers, the time, the big money people, come on up to the front.
Right.
Are they looking? Are they dressed well? Nice shoes.
Nothing.
Amen. Got the nice suits.
Nothing.
Been in no church. They know church.
No church.
You know, they know how to, you know, do church stuff.
All right.
They know how to sing the church songs. And they know, like, you know, when you go to the restroom, you know, they know all the church stuff. You know, they're all the hymn. They know all that. They say, oh, man, yeah, come on, tell me all this. But then you get some that's off the streets.
Come on, preacher.
They ain't got a lot of money.
Man.
They have grown to the poor. Even the little money they got, they don't know if they want to share it yet because they're not in the church.
Yeah.
They're not fully in. It's kind of coming to investigate.
Yeah.
You know, they got, you know, they got the, you got the tennis on, they had a little cap on.
Right.
Yeah, they kind of, you know, they may not be dressed.
Yeah.
Because they ain't got no church clothes. They, you know.
Right.
Somebody, one of y'all invited them to the church.
Yeah, right.
And they just coming, you know. Like, you know, best they can do.
Yeah.
You can't say, and technically, you can't say to them because they don't know church too good, and they don't know when to talk, when to be quiet. They don't know, you can't, you're not supposed to curse the church that much. So they may curse a little bit when they, you know, they may curse a little bit when they enter. It's okay. I told this guy, hey, that was a hell of a sermon. You can't expect people to say something. Just be glad that it's there for God. But you can't say, oh, they don't know that. I'm going to put them back. Yeah, I'm putting them on the back row. They ain't dressed right.
All right.
Stuff on them too short, too tight. May not smell clean enough. May not, you know.
Right.
Ain't got no hair. You know, hair do ain't right.
Right. Yeah. Come on, preacher.
That's favoritism.
Yeah. Amen. It's true.
Favoritism. And James says, when you especially prefer the rich over the poor, the have over the have nots, then your beliefs are not messing.
Right.
Your behavior is not following your beliefs.
Because
that's what the world does.
Right.
The world judges you by how much you got and what you can give them. Y'all don't hear me. All right, let me do it like this then. All right, brother, come on up. Leaders, when you're a leader, you got responsibility. Look that way. Look out that way. Amen. All right. Where my, my other, like, you president or something, leader, or your teacher. Teacher, my teacher stand up. It's kind of look, I'm just say, well, yeah, all my teachers. I got my teachers right there. And if you leave, anything you leave. Now, what I want y'all to do, boy, y'all with me? Go every aisle.
Okay.
And you look at them one by one, everybody in every aisle. Go ahead, sir. Look at them. You know, be sure, but. Make sure you look, get everybody around and look. I can see, but y'all want to go ahead and pray. That's not right. You just want to exceed expectations, I guess. Choir president? Are you a man president? You need to get up on your job, on your post to do. Amen. All right, all right. Y'all got everybody? Be sure you get X. All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, right.
Come back to me when y'all finish.
Okay, I got you.
Come back to y'all spots. Granny, where come you one up? Granny, you should you hold him in up, man. I know some Disney got paid. She made it up. All right. Amen. All right, thank you. All right, when y'all come back up, you leave them on me. Come back up. The man don't come back up.
Okay, that's what it's
like. Amen. All right, now. All right, now. Claw came in late. Everybody get clawed. All right, now, what I'm trying to say, my brothers and sisters, is me, I'm all about customer service. When I go into the store, I'm willing to pay more if they give me good service.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
That's real.
I pay more. Amen. I can't stand bad service. And why? I can't stand no bad service. I pay more for it.
Amen.
We don't call what we do here customer service. If you're a leader, it's congregational service.
All right.
Amen.
We, you know what? Deacons. The word deacon, diaconos, means serve. A deacon is not a boss.
Amen.
Well, I said deacon is not. A deacon is a servant. Leaders serve.
Sure.
I serve as pastor shepherd by leading and feeding. That's where I serve.
Amen.
I serve everybody like this.
Amen.
If you don't pay 10 cents a year, I'm gonna still serve you like somebody paid $20,000.
Amen. Amen.
Because you're just as important.
Amen.
We want to treat every member. Don't be that because you got something against some member from 10 years ago, 15, you got a little beef going on. If you're gonna be a leader, you gotta let that go. Because the leader gotta serve everybody. We want to know when they come here. Amen. Because wisdom comes to this church.
Yes.
So it's your responsibility as leaders, because wisdom comes to the church, y'all got to introduce her.
Okay.
To everybody here.
Amen.
Yes. Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Because
that's the kind of church we want to have.
Amen.
Where everybody is treated well. Whatever it takes. Go beyond what's expected of you.
All right. We're doing on the job. Amen.
Don't be like some people on the job. That's not my job. You ever heard somebody say that on the job? That's not my job. I want to tell you, most people that say that's not my job ain't going to have no job.
All right.
If you always saying that's not my job, you won't find yourself with no job. But if you're willing to do things that's not your job, pretty soon you'll have a job a little higher than that.
Right.
You got to catch that. You got at the beginning of chapter 3, he talks to those, if I'm going to teach it up, he talks to those that teach.
Amen.
And he said, if you want to teach something, you've got a greater responsibility.
Amen.
You're going to be held to a high standard.
Amen.
So if God holds you to a high standard, I gotta hold you to a high standard.
Right. Yeah.
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 Amen.
Ooh.
Amen.
Because it's not just what you believe, but it's how you behave.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Be sure you lead us. Be sure you behave right.
Yeah.
You know, because when they were looking for the first prototype of deacons, they said, look out among you. Look out among you when they come to the first thing. And they will look for somebody that was wise.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's true.
You don't want nobody. You want somebody with wisdom. Not with wisdom.
That was good.
Oh, I wish I had wisdom. Y'all ain't going to have it.
Okay.
All right. So he goes, amen. Because they said, hey, we got a job. Now, the preacher got to spend time studying the Word of God and in prayer.
Yeah.
A lot of things need to be done in the church.
Right.
So get you some men with wisdom and have them to do the other things.
Yeah.
But they got to have wisdom, not from Sophia down on the corner.
Right.
And don't be caught down on the corner. With some kids. I want to tell y'all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just want to show that in your head. Don't be caught with some fear down on the corner.
Yeah.
You can do it right there. Amen.
Go up on the heat. And you get your wisdom.
Yeah.
Amen. All right, y'all going to see.
All right.
But when they come here, we want them to have congregational service.
Amen.
We serve fix flat. We serve. Serve
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Work at you.
Amen.
Whatever needs to be done.
Yes.
Cut yards.
Amen.
Paint rooms. We will have to go a little bit more for them. We have to, especially for the widow that can't.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. They can't do, if you're elder here, they can't afford to do something. God, it got to be done.
Amen.
So we either got to pay for it to be done or do it ourselves.
Amen.
Right. Ladies, might do a little cooking or something.
Amen.
But I'm not going to discriminate. If y'all want to nail some board, paint,
Amen.
Y'all welcome.
Amen.
Hey, but if you're part of the congregation and somebody needs help, you got to be willing to serve.
Right.
Everybody got it?
Amen.
All right, back to 3. When I was talking, don't discriminate against people because of their if they got money or not, if they church or not. Don't do that. Treat everybody well.
Amen.
Yes.
Treat everybody kind.
Amen.
Love everybody. Pray for everybody.
Right.
And don't just pray for folk you like.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says pray for your enemies.
Yes.
Remember, if they hear and they say, they're God's child.
Yes.
Don't treat God's child in any kind of way. But you God's child. And they're your brother and sister in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may have brothers and sisters you like, but they're your brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. So treat them great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 3, another thing about wisdom. Wisdom, make sure your mouth is wise. Chapter 3. Because it talks about the tongue. Talks about the tongue. And it says the tongue is like, you know, you got a big boat. Big ship. And that is the tongue is like a little rudder.
Yeah.
It's a little thing, but it has big, it's called big rock.
Amen.
A little fire. It don't take a whole lot of fire. But a little fire, sometimes a cigarette, thrown out the window, set a whole fire.
Yeah.
I'm not putting out the little campfire. Next thing, the whole fire is on fire.
Yeah.
That's the way the tongue is.
Amen.
Amen.
So careful. Well, let me give y'all some guidelines here for this talking. This stuff y'all be doing sometimes. This stuff we be doing sometimes. Because I know I'm guilty of it. Never, listen here. Never believe what you hear about somebody unless you are absolutely positively true. Sure, that is true.
Yeah, don't that's
believe.
Real.
Try to believe the best about people.
Yeah.
When you hear stuff, unless you know it's absolutely positively true, don't believe. Secondly, okay, you think it's positive, you sure it's true. If you sure something is true about a person, never tell that unless it's absolutely necessary.
Come on. Yes.
Just because you know it's true, don't tell them.
Right.
I know this hurts some of your gospels.
All right. All right.
Wait a minute. I mean, I know it hurts some of us gospels. Amen. Because you know, I'm doing a little bit better ever since I've been going to Gospels Anonymous. If you want to hear the gospel, go to Gospels Anonymous. But never tell what you know unless it's absolutely necessary. Then, as you tell it, realize God is listening.
Right. What's the motive? Yeah.
That's mercy.
Yeah.
That's treating somebody like they got value. I don't want to take away your value. That's some absolute necessary. If not, I'm going to have mercy enough, even though what everybody else is saying, I'm not going to destroy your reputation, take away from your value. Because I'm here to add value to your life. Not to take it away.
Yeah.
That's why he said, if you have something, if your brother to trespass against you, it doesn't say go call everybody. If you got somebody that don't call everybody, you go to that one person.
Yeah.
That's the sin against you, and you try to straighten it out.
Amen.
Or they fall. Then that one person won't work, go to two.
Amen.
If two won't work, three.
Right.
If three won't work, you take it to the church. You could be represented by the whole church. Right. But you try to keep it as small as possible.
Yeah. Right.
Because that makes it when restoration comes. Yeah. See, if you bring the first time somebody do something to you, and you bring out for the whole church,
come on.
Something, you know, well, once it deal with it and it's corrected and everything, you know, the people that heard the stuff you did wrong may not be here that Sunday. Or may not be at the church. Now it's everywhere. What I'm saying? But you kept it small. You try to restore people you try to restore them without ruining them.
Right.
That's what mercy does. Amen. Mercy tries to restore without ruining.
Amen.
That's why you try to correct people in small groups. Help them get up. Help them get back on the right track. So go to your brother. Hopefully your brother here are two or three. And don't get two or three gossips.
Right.
When you get to two or three, get somebody, you know, that's got some maturity.
Right.
Amen. Get somebody got some maturity and y'all go together. Got some maturity. Strong ones. Somebody that's strong in the faith. Don't get nobody that's weak, because if you get somebody weak, they're going to gossip.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help you more than I'm trying to preach to you more. I hope I'm being somewhat helpful.
Amen.
Because I'm trying to bring wisdom in here so we can be a better body.
Right.
I'm not saying we do all these things wrong all the time, but we got room for improvement, y'all.
Amen.
We
Amen.
Really got Amen. Room for improvement.
Amen.
I got room for improvement. You got room for improvement. All of our children got
room for improvement.
Amen. So watch what you say, because he said a blessing and cursing. Y'all got
this
blessing and cursing ought not come out the same. teaches blessing and cursing.
Amen.
You can't teach the Bible.
Amen.
Amen. So carry me with me.
All right.
So I know you gave up the curse, but sometimes you don't know how. So you got to remember. Sometimes they gonna push, but it ought not be blessing and cursing.
This morning,
coming out of the same, because they confuse people. You done told them about Jesus, how he can save if they put their trust in Jesus, and they think, and they know what button to push.
Yeah.
And the devil inspired him to push that button. And now you go back to your memory. I got some words. That's my memory. And you bring some of the words up from your memory.
Yeah.
And the folk that will get closer to God. That's why you gotta pray every morning, Lord. Woo, help me when I go into these. Because the phone didn't know my button. That's why you gotta sometimes that when you go to get these jobs, try to be calm. Don't talk too much. Because you when you be talking, you don't realize you let folks know what button to push.
That's real.
That's why you be quiet. Be careful with that, especially truck drivers. All right. But I know how y'all truck drivers is. Truck drivers cuss a bunch. Every time I put in front of you, y'all gonna cuss them people out. And stop running people off the road every time they put in front of you. Have mercy. Don't think y'all you that big truck, you can run for a while over the ditch. Lag it. Not right with a run. Not right. Amen. Because just because you in the big truck now, whatsoever man saw it, one day when you in the little truck, it might be another big truck. I'm just trying to tell you. When you sow, you're going to watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. Sweet water.
Yes.
Sound can't come out the same.
Amen. That's right.
Can't come out the same family. Consistency. What I'm talking about, we have to have a consistency. Because even if you're outside of the church,
right.
But folks know you go to church.
Right.
So you represent not only, but you're not there representing Beth Satan, but you represent God. And if folks see you believe one thing, behave different,
that's real.
They're going to say, I know that God went all that. They've been talking about him and all that. If that's the best you can do, I'm already better than that. I don't need to go to church.
Yeah.
And it talks about when you got that wrong kind of wisdom, it's full of envy and selfish ambition. You're trying to pull something. You're trying to get ahead by pulling somebody else down. Talking somebody else down. Destroying somebody else's reputation in order for you to get up.
My Lord.
So sometimes, if you find yourself doing it, when we find ourselves trying to pull somebody else down so we can get up, we need to look at our own insecurities.
Amen.
Because when you do that, that means there's something about you that you don't like.
Right.
there's something about you that you feel inferior. So the only way you can get up and pull somebody else down. But it says, now when you got the right wisdom, the one up on the hill, you got peace. You trying to make peace.
Right.
You give it hope. Ain't really worried about it. You come to listen. See, when you come to a meeting, be it meeting, whatever kind of meeting is, church or employment, always come know what your mind is. You know, try to decide, yeah, nah, this is what I believe now. That's what it's saying. Don't come with your mind is empty. Believe something. You know, come with your belief. But be willing to listen.
Right.
To better ideas.
Yeah.
And then put the ideas against each other and make a choice. Don't come with your mind already made up. Our mind's already made up. We want blue car. I don't care what nobody says. I'm staying with the blue car. And then now you're the only one staying with the blue car. Everybody else wants the gold. Everybody else wants gray. Now, we've been having blue. Don't come with your mind. Listen to other people's ideas.
Yeah.
Don't say we've been doing it this way because somebody may have a better idea.
Amen.
Let's change church to 10:30. Oh, no, Pastor, we've been going to church that long since 19. Long as I can remember, Pastor. You don't want to be here while we're going to move it up to 10:30. Might be some good reason to move it up to 10:30. Whole lot of reason to move to 10:10. I know you're saying, no, shit, they're going to move church up to 10:30. No, we ain't going to move it to 10:30. But have your mind over there, take a long move.
Right.
Amen. Always open mind. Because you can't make progress.
Right.
Unless your mind is open. I'm trying to say wisdom, guys. Wisdom.
Yeah.
Wisdom ought to impact your life. The way you treat people. That's the main thing I'm trying to say. It ought to impact how you treat people. If you can know the Bible from cover to cover.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if it don't impact how you treat people.
Right.
If you can't speak to people.
Lord have mercy.
You avoid people. Walk by people. Treat people wrong. You unkind and selfish.
Yeah. Amen.
Just give me somebody that knows two or three verses that know how to treat.
That's real.
Just give me somebody that knows two or three verses but know how to love somebody.
Yeah.
Know how to be there when you need them. Know how to serve.
Right.
Know two or three verses good.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. God's on our word. Yeah, if all got something with this in that parish, I believe in the past, I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm ready to serve wherever you want me. If you want me on the parking lot, I'm on the parking lot, hitting the park.
Yeah.
If you want me sweeping, I'm ready to sweep.
Right.
Need my paint, I'm ready to paint.
Right.
You want me to pour water, I'm ready to pour water.
Right.
I pour water, I put on tablecloth. If anybody needs over the house, I'll change flat. Whatever I need to pass up.
That's real.
For God so loved the world, He loved me, and He gave me love for others. You don't know but one verse, boy, but you sure know that word well.
Okay.
Give me somebody to know one verse well.
Right. Yeah.
Come on. That's real.
That's enough. Sophia, where did you come from? On the corner, up on the hill. Where's the wisdom that you're talking about? Where does it come from? Is it from heaven above, or is it an earthly wisdom? You need wisdom in every aspect of your life. Parenting. Wisdom sometimes to tell you when to say something.
Yes. Right.
You know it's a good time to say something.
Timing, yeah.
And a bad time to say something.
That's real.
Sometimes you need wisdom just to know when to speak up and when to
shut up.
When to keep it. When to keep it to yourself. Wisdom. You need wisdom. We know when you go to a funeral. And you need wisdom at a funeral.
Yeah.
People bereaved.
Mm-hmm.
The lost, the loved one.
Mm-hmm.
Already feeling sad.
Right.
Bad, they're not themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to get up there.
Come on.
Sing solo. You got 2 minutes. You want to sing a solo.
Right.
Do a point.
Yeah.
Then, now, I'm going to do my 2 minutes. And then your 2 minutes turn 5 minutes.
Right.
And then if somebody asks you, you know, can you cut it short?
Yeah, your mic on.
Then you want to curse somebody out.
Yeah.
Wrong got wisdom.
That's on form.
Wrong kind of wisdom. Wrong kind of wisdom. Thank God that the person officiating had enough wisdom not to go to blow. let them alone. It'll be all right. But try to respect people for it. Y'all don't know. So, my brothers and sisters, as a church, we want wisdom to come to our church. We're going to be talking about wisdom. I got one more sermon about wisdom. I'm even going to talk about wisdom probably next Sunday evening when I go to the other men's program. Because man needs wisdom. If you want to lead, you need wisdom. Man for to lead. Man for to lead, man not for to follow.
Amen.
Try to catch up on that for next week. Man for to lead, not follow. And y'all do lead. But be sure, you lead. You lead, don't follow. You lead even if you don't have a family, you still lead. You lead in church. You lead well.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you are, you're supposed to lead. For the covering.
Amen.
Covering. Now that I got covered on a jaw. You know how I cover a jaw cover? Mm-hmm. Man, I got covered for a bit. Because covering on a jaw don't let you ride.
Right.
A covering on a jaw keep you from being all that God wants you to be.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to be like a covering an umbrella.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
The umbrella. Man, you're supposed to be an umbrella. I'm trying to get a little with it. You're supposed to be an umbrella cover. Cover on the jaw, you try to keep the lady down.
Yeah.
Wife down, try to keep her under you down. Even if somebody in your jaw, try to keep them down because you're covering on the jaw. You can't go no further. But with an umbrella, when they go up, you go up.
Yeah.
If I got an umbrella, if I come up here, I'm still got an umbrella to go up. It ain't keeping me down. It's going up with me.
Yeah.
I go to the next step, it's still got me covered.
Yeah.
I go up on a ladder. As long as I got that as a covering, covering goes up with me.
Right.
It protects me and whatever level God takes me
right.
to.
Right.
It don't try to keep me down, but it protects me at every level God takes me.
Right.
Keep me from the rain.
Yeah.
Protect me from the rain, wherever it is. Amen. So be that kind of, we can be that kind of covering.
Amen.
Where we don't try to limit, but we do try to protect at all levels. Those that are under your cover.
Amen.
Come on, sister musician. I'm getting too much in one set. Too much in one set. But remember, who you give your ear to, you give your
Thank you.
As long as we provide the money, they provide. You know how it works. That's why we got to talk about this providing. They can't have their attitude. They can't provide it, but we provide it for them. They feed it up. That's what they, we got a role to play. All right, amen. Thank you. All right, so now, amen. This Sunday evening. All right, I'm going to be praying next Sunday. I'll tell you when the fast going to be. I need it today. I started to do it early in the month, but I didn't want it to run into Valentine's Day. So when you went out for Valentine's dinner with our boyfriends and husbands, most of y'all got, I got more probably boyfriends in here than husbands. But when you come to a boyfriend, I didn't want you to hold back. So you can have your girlfriend, you can stay, whatever, run, you know, you all right. So that way you, and then you're like, see, I know y'all, you know, that they try. So I know running, been a big spin to head. Running will go out, some nerve tries. Then you come Saturday, we're gonna take you. Run, you said, spend the man. You'll be all your pride. We can talk about how we gonna make that. We're gonna talk about the pride. Amen. All right, so everybody gonna be a good week. So whatever y'all need with y'all want to eat, I'm trying to prepare all the holidays. But we're gonna hit it like the last 4th of February. And I think exactly what it consists of. Remember, we're doing it so we can have clarity.
Yes.
Clarity.
Yeah.
But what God wants us to do in the church and us as individuals. Y'all hear the term, I know y'all probably saying, I'm going to put him in my place. Have you said that? I'm going to put him in the place. If I said that, I know y'all good Christians. Y'all ain't said I'm going to put him in a place. Well, God want to put you in your place with the gift you got. So you need to say, Lord, put me in my place.
Yeah.
If you're going to give me some gifts and some talents, and I might be out of my place. So y'all going, God, and I'll be your prayer with you. God, put me in my place. Y'all going to put me in your place. Make this thing go blow up this year. And so we more blessings this year than we have in any year before. We're looking forward to this. We have to go move God so we can be a greater blessing.
Yeah.
I thank God is a greater. I thank God is a greater than we can give up to see. Always ready to go. And I want to thank Minister Aaron. Why we got you put forth? Thank you. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Teach us.